This is Ian Dayborn
on Cambridge 105 Radio.
We're a manufacturer of semiconductor chips. So these are the kind of chips that we use in everything that we touch every day, everything electronic. And Pragmatic is a leader in very low cost, flexible electronics. We're not replacing silicon chips that already exist. We're really creating a new category of electronics. One of the key things about our technology is it's really low cost. So that means it can be put into things that can't have electronics today. So for example, we've done some work with tires. To put little tags into used car tires and then make sure that they get recycled properly. And actually, we've also been doing some work recently about plastic packaging and replacing plastic packaging that is normally thrown away after one use with reusable packaging. And so by adding our technology to those, we can make those kind of models really work.
So this kind of business very much ticks the boxes around the environment and all the stuff that's happening with that at the moment. And I think also healthcare is a sector, wearable technology, the sort of trackers and things like that. Is that a big market for you or a big potential market?
I mean, it's prototype stage at the minute with our technology, but we definitely have the ability to do things like wearable patches. So rather than carrying around, if you've got a heart problem and you want to monitor your heart rhythms, the electrical impulses on your heart, we can create a thin, flexible patch that looks a bit like a plaster, and that would actually monitor the heart and track it over time. So, you know, that's kind of a little bit ahead of where we are in the current technology, but very much that's the kind of thing that we can enable. Another thing we could do is create smart bandages that can detect whether a wound is healing properly. And so rather than having to take the bandages all the way off and put them back on again to check the wound, you could actually just do something like tap it with your mobile phone and it would measure certain things about the wound and whether it was healing properly. And that would tell you whether you needed to replace the bandage or just leave it to heal as always. So loads of different applications for the technology.
And I know your headquarters is here in Cambridge, but you do a lot of your manufacturing up in Sedgefield, up in the northeast. You're looking to open a new site up there, aren't you?
Yeah, exactly. We're really thrilled to be able to announce in October that we've got some significant funding into the business. So it's just under £60 million, so $80 million, which is fantastic. And that allows us, yes, to open up our second manufacturing facility. And typically we do our manufacturing in the northeast of England, up in County Durham area, which is where a lot of our team are based. And so, yeah, we're split between Cambridge and County Durham. So, you know, the team spend a bit of time going up and down the railway in between the two, but it's a great mix.
I detect a slight accent from that part of the world from you, Alistair. So,
yeah,
has that been a factor in this as well?
No, as a weird coincidence, I hadn't, you know, I've been in Cambridge for, you know, most of my professional life in Cambridge and London. And as a weird coincidence, when I got sent the paperwork when I accepted the job at Pragmatic, it had a Stockton-on-Tees address in it, which is where I grew up. So it was kind of a little bit like karma coming back round that I would end up working for a company that was based right near where my parents live and right near where I live. But it wasn't a decision factor. It was just coincidence. And it's brilliant. You know, the people both in Cambridge and up north, you know, we all get on incredibly well. And if I can help bridge the language barrier sometimes, then that's not a bad thing.
And also you don't get moaned at by your parents for not visiting enough. You've got no excuse now, have you?
Well, I do say that. My dad occasionally gives me a lift. Instead of me getting a taxi, I'll ask my dad to do it. And I do call him the worst Uber driver in the Northeast because you know, he's getting on a bit. But it's lovely to see him, even if it's just for a few minutes in between meetings.
Well, I'll tell you what we'll do. You've been also meeting and photographing some pretty notable people because you're up at COP. We'll talk about who you met up there. It's someone impressive. I'll tease people by telling them that. But before we do, you've chosen a piece of music. Tell me what you've chosen and why.
First of all, I love Stevie Wonder. I think he's incredible. And I challenge anyone to sit still while they listen to some of his songs, and particularly this one.
Stevie Wonder, and as the choice of Alistair Hanlon, Chief Commercial Officer of Cambridge-based Pragmatic Semiconductors, for his wife, Monica, one of her favourites, and a great choice too, Alistair. So COT happened up in Glasgow, and who did you bump into?
We were very lucky to be invited to an event by one of our shareholders, a company called Future Planet Capital. And who should turn up, shocker, but His Royal Highness the Prince of Wales. So I had the pleasure of briefly meeting him, and I was chief photographer, and my boss, Scott White, who's our CEO, had a good long chat with him. We all have opinions about the royal family, but what an amazing focus he has had on sustainability and climate. Long before any of us really were thinking about it. So some of the work that we've been doing in both supporting things like reusable packaging and reducing waste with those kind of projects, what we talked about, but also our manufacturing facility is the most sustainable semiconductor manufacturing in the world. So I think that was of interest to him as well. But, you know, amazing to be part of such a global event, a very small part, but part of the global event. And yeah, fantastic to see him in the flesh.
And you took the picture.
I was incredibly nervous, I've got to say. You know, you get a few seconds, obviously, but I was pleased that one of His Royal Highness's household helped me by saying, oh, you should stand here, you'll get a better shot. So I was really, that was really kind of them, I thought, because they were making sure that everyone got what they needed out of it. I mean, it's incredible when Prince Charles turns up anywhere, he gets out of the car and, you know, cameras just start going and it's nonstop. So fair play to him. You know, everywhere he goes, there's someone taking a photo of him. So it must be a very strange life to live. But as I said, you know, great privilege for us to meet him and important for our business. I mean, our new investment round has really been driven by international investors, and the monarchy is still an important credibility piece for our business.
What's next on your horizon?
Hiring a lot of people, both in the Northeast and in Cambridge. So if there's any engineers out there listening or anyone who's excited about the kind of things that we're doing, do get in touch. So we're growing the business. We're expanding into new markets. One of the great things about having a chip technology is the chip can be used in all sorts of applications, as we've mentioned earlier. So sustainability, healthcare, those kind of things. And so there's lots of places where it can make a difference in the world. And so it's about us bringing on the people to do that. And then from a technology standpoint, the technology team are working really hard to make sure that we keep moving forward, keep inventing new things. So, you know, the chips are relatively simple today, but they are going to be, you know, rapidly becoming more and more sophisticated. And so we'll see them in more and more applications as we go forward. And the plan is really from Cambridge and, you know, County Durham, we're going to be a global business. We're already serving customers globally. And, you know, we're going to grow into a business which has offices and manufacturing facilities all over the world. So it's hold on tight for the brilliant ride that's coming.
Well, it's a fantastic story to hear. And the fact that I met you just before everything went nuts with COVID, yeah, and to see you now still doing so well, it's fantastic. So Alistair, thank you very much for coming and chatting to me.
Thank you.